because then I'll start sweating. I can't find a happy medium.
You'll be pissed when I'm home.
No. I'm good. I'd rather be cold than hot.
I think my blood pressure's about right here.
I know. Sometimes I do. But then if I get too warm, I can't get undone from it. Like, it is just...
We're live.
We're on. Thank you, Clerk. We are out of executive session.
Chair, I'd like to make a motion to postpone ONCR 2321 to the call of the chair.
Second.
Any discussion? All of those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. ONCR 2321 has been postponed. That now puts us on ONCR 2323. Congresswoman Stabler, I will let you take it over.
Okay, this is a resolution to... hang on, I can't see it. Resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent to jurisdiction to Paycom Payroll LLC for payroll services at CCAPACA. And this is a housekeeping issue because they have separated their accounting practices and stuff. They are going into a waiver of sovereignty the same as the nation. And so that's what this resolution is for, so that they can use them for payroll services.
Are there any questions, discussions? Okay.
Okay.
Any movement?
Motion to report ONCR 2323 to the Congress with the due pass recommendation.
Second.
All of those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Okay. ONCR 2323 will be passed to Congress with a due pass recommendation. I will now turn the chair back over to Congresswoman Stabler.
Okay, so the next item on the agenda says pending legislation, but I knew this would take some time, so I'll be moving the pending legislation to the next meeting. And that's the sections of the budget, tribal budget. So that takes us to adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Oh, excuse me.
I have one question, Chair.
Sure.
Amy Dobbins is still on the line. Would you like her to answer the question about the food?
Oh, yes. I'm so glad you caught that. Yes.
At the Title VI. Thank you.
Yes. Ms. Dobbins, you have some information for us?
Good afternoon.
Go ahead.
Okay. Mr. Rogers had spoke about Title VI or elder nutrition. I'm doing business with Harvest Land and Butcher House. We currently are doing business with Butcher House. The Butcher House, we look to expand that to Harvest Land in the coming year. But another exciting thing is that I was approached about writing a grant to submit to the USDA. That is, and the purpose of that is, it's called their Local Food Purchase Assistance Plus program. That the focus of that is to reach out to vendors and producers in locally disadvantaged areas. So that would be Osage County. And you're looking, and then you would write a project according to that, how you were gonna, how it would benefit. So we would make, we were awarded that. As Mr. Rogers had spoke, I'm very pleased that we were awarded a little over $800,000 for a 2-year period. And so the project that was developed, I came up with Project Prairie to Plate. We will be in partnership with the Butcher House, with Harvest Land, and then other local vendors. You will enter into a vendor agreement with them. So we, this Project Prairie to Plate will make monthly disbursements out into the community. That is in the way of 200 food boxes per month. In addition to that, we will make a distribution of ground beef to local feeding programs that encompasses our WELA program, our DePosca and Quadapi school. And so they'll get a monthly disbursement of meat that will come from the Butcher House. If anyone's looked at the price of meat lately, I am probably going to adjust those funds to concentrate on meat. Meat is very expensive right now. I think that's what will benefit out in our community. And so I've been in contact with Dr. Heyman, with Harley Moore Wilson and Jill Perrier Huff at Harvestland and Butcher House. And we are tying up some administrative ends of that and look to roll that out October, possibly November. So it's very exciting over the next 2 years. There's no admin money out of that. That's all to local producers and vendors, with the emphasis being on Harvestland and Butcher House.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Thank you. So, good afternoon, Amy. I have a question. So, are you saying then you're going to apply for a USDA grant, federal dollars, then that would be used to supplement buying food with federal dollars for Title VI, DeBosca, and the WELAs?
No, ma'am. We have already, I wrote that grant, submitted it, Grants Department, Osage Nation Grants Department. No, we've already been awarded that, over $800,000. We are going to make so you had to write a project. What are you going to do with this money after you partner up with local vendors and producers? So it was that we will distribute, so once a month from the Title VI program, we'll distribute these food boxes. We will also make a distribution to WELA and DePosca to help supplement their menu, their food. The main purpose of it is to help stimulate growth to local vendors and producers in a socially disadvantaged area. So that's the Butcher House, that's Harvest Land, that is some other vendors that we can enter into an agreement with. It's minimally processed food. So, you know, not everyone qualifies for that, but mainly, I mean, our Butcher House and our Harvest Land will enter into agreement with them, and then they will bring the food monthly and we will distribute out. It will not, I mean, Title VI won't take any of that in, but in reference to that, we do business with the Butcher House, the Elder Nutrition Program, for meat. We will make an effort to start doing more business on Harvest Land side, although with this project that's rolling out, Harvest Land, in initial talks, they'll be topped out to fill that order every month.
Okay, so Amy, I'm kind of confused. I apologize. So number one, you're not going to start purchasing any vegetables from the Harvest Land for another year?
No. I mean, no. We will, so Elder Nutrition will start making an effort to make some of our, off of our menu, do purchasing through them. As a caveat, I was just throwing in and introducing that we did get over an $800,000 grant, and the majority of those dollars will go to Butcher House and Harvest Land. But as far as Elder Nutrition goes, we already do business with Butcher House. We will make more of an effort in the coming months, year. We're rolling that in to purchase from them what they can get us. But that would be for our Elder Nutrition programs only. Project Prairie to Plate, that is separate from Elder Nutrition. We are going to facilitate it, but it will be to a huge advantage to Butcher House and Harvest Land.
So how, if I may, Chair, how would you facilitate it?
Well, I mean, we were awarded those funds based on that program, and so we had to say how we were going to spend those dollars. You have to enter into agreements with local vendors and producers. So I can't go to Walmart and say I need 500 pounds of ground beef. They are not considered a local vendor. You have to source out local vendors. Okay. So this is a nationwide program through the USDA. It just so happens that the Osage Nation does have a Butcher House and has Harvest Land. So initially when I was doing a budget for it, you know, I was putting together what a box, what we would distribute to someone that's going to get a box every month. And then worked with the Butcher House and Harvest Land. How much is that going to cost?
And so you're going to purchase meat and vegetables from the Butcher House and Harvest Land to put in a box, and you're going to facilitate it through Title VI and give it to whom? Our elders?
Our elders, who there are no income guidelines to it. So we are, the way that it is written, the first or second week of the month, people would come to Title VI in the afternoon, sign up for a ticket. You would come back the following week with your ticket and to pick up your distribution box for the month. That will have meat from Harvest Land, meat from Butcher House, vegetables from Harvest Land.
Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
So have you talked to the food distribution, and how does that tie into like their schedule when they tailgate or when they distribute food? Why could it not go through the food distribution program?
That grant was offered to other departments in the Osage Nation. I was contacted towards the end of the list. So that's why I contacted Mr. Rogers, said, do we want to do this? And he said, yes. I said, I think it's a great opportunity. And so Title VI is the one that picked it up to write the grant for submission.
Okay. I think I better understand.
I think others were given the chance. Title VI decided that they would do it. They would pick it up.
Congresswoman Shaw, then Congressman Maker.
Thank you very much. Just a quick question, Amy. Well, I guess first, mm-hmm. Thank you to Title VI for picking that up. That's awesome. I'm just curious how many boxes that will provide each month.
200.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Nationwide. So when you're talking about at this point dispersing through Title VI, is that Pawhuska and Fairfax?
No, or just that would Pawhuska? It's Pawhuska only. It won't be a mobile site. It will be once a month scheduled, and it's only out of that site.
Is that, Chair, if I may, is that something you would consider doing for the folks that live outside of Pawhuska to be able to participate in?
I did, except for there's no admin money tied to that. And so I'm going to ask a stretch staff to give me just a little bit more. I feel like with proper advertisement and it being you could pick up a ticket one week and then the next, that would give everyone a chance. Okay, I know the second week or the first week of the month, whichever one it is, I know that I'm going to go to Pawhuska and do that. The other thing is there is, for that amount of food that will be delivered that day, it will stay in the refrigerated trucks for that disbursement day. There's not, Title VI doesn't have freezer space to do that, to house that much food. And so Dr. Heyman assured me that they could come up that day, that the refrigerated trucks could stay there for the disbursement in the afternoon.
Thank you.
Congressman Maker.
That all sounds very good. But my question is, when you're doing these grants, is there any kind of a criteria, stipulation that says that your vendors or producers have the supply for a whole year to these different organizations like our Title VI and our elder nutrition. I mean, is there any stipulation that says that we have to be able to supply that amount of produce or product for like a whole year? Is there anything like that?
Well, that's why I was in contact with Dr. Heyman, who then, you know, passed it on down to Harley Moore Wilson and Jill Perrier Huff. When I was writing that, when I was budgeting for that, you know, coming up with how much we were going to do, and was that possible for them to meet? And so I was given assurances that they would be able to meet that.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Any other questions or comments? Thank you, Ms. Dobbins, for your information.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time.
Okay, so we are at adjournment. Did I already get a motion and a second? So all in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. We are adjourned. Thank you. Thank you all for attending on the Zoom. And thank you all for attending in person.
I'll be gone for 2 weeks, but I'll be available. Okay.